In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor has some gift ideas for the environmentally inclined.
I'm conflicted when it comes to holiday gift buying. On one side, my inner curmudgeon urges me to opt out as far as possible. Isn't this focus on new stuff at odds with people reducing their negative impacts on the planet? Bah, humbug. On the other side, I enjoy giving and receiving gifts as much as anyone else. Curmudgeon be darned, let's open presents. Of course, when you take the time to think it through, you can give gifts that people will enjoy and that are in line with environmental ideals. Along these lines, my spouse suggested I remind people there's one last Saturday for the holiday market inside Lincoln Square Mall in Urbana. There, you can buy locally produced gifts of food, including cheeses from Prairie Fruits Farm or homemade toffee and jelly. The holiday market is also a great place to find locally made craft products such as jewelry, pottery, paintings, soaps, and ornaments. The gift shop at the Anita Purvis Nature Center also offers some interesting options. Operated by the Champaign County Audubon Society, it stocks a wide selection of products that help people connect with nature. Among those are bird feeders, binoculars, and a nice selection of field guides, not only for birds, but other animals and plants as well. Of course, for field guides that are specific to the prairie state, the Illinois Natural History Survey is the place. The survey has produced guides to butterflies and moths, mammals, reptiles and amphibians, and mussels. And beyond field guides, they produce many other books, posters, and other materials to increase the naturalist's understanding and appreciation of life. It's possible to buy things at the headquarters for the Natural History Survey in the Forbes Building on South Oak Street in Champaign, but the hours there are limited to 8:15 to noon Monday through Friday. It may be easier for most people to visit them on the web. Their address is inhs.illinois.edu. Other gifts can promote other sorts of outdoor activities. Are there bicyclists on your list? Quality cycling gloves and jackets can make all the difference in the world for people who continue biking through the winter. Drop by one of our local bike shops to get advice from people who know what's what when it comes to winter cycling. At this time of year, quality lights and extra reflective gear are also likely to be appreciated as gifts. Of course, quality cold weather gear also enables people, especially children, to better enjoy a walk in the woods or a day of sledding. And while we're on the topic of a walk in the woods, don't overlook the importance of the gift of time. Much of the stuff that is purchased and exchanged in the month to come will be forgotten before long, but the pleasure of time spent with family and friends endures. To my way of thinking, the person who motivates an adventure that enables people to enjoy the outdoors together may give the best gift of all.
To find out more about Environmental Almanac, to listen to it again, or to see photos, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. The Environmental Almanac is a service of the University of Illinois School of Earth, Society, and Environment, where Rob Cantor serves as Communication Coordinator.